Welcome back to An Acquired Taste. In this episode, I want to talk about why a lack of self-awareness may be holding you back. Full disclosure, this is something that I talk about a lot in my own personal life and with friends and family. It's a hot button issue for me. And I think it's one of those things, those behaviors that translates equally between kind of professional environments as well as personal environments. So regardless of the context in which you want to consider what I'm about to talk about, feel free. Maybe you want to think about it in a professional context. Maybe it's personal. But let's talk about what I mean when I say self-awareness. So we've all been there, walking through an airport or a store or a crowded space, and someone just flat stops right in front of you, seemingly unaware of anything else around them. Or someone sits at a stop sign on a street, on a side street, and they're messing with their phone or they're rearranging something in their car. And they just don't seem to understand that that's not a parking spot and that people are actually driving around them. Or people walking through a door and they don't hold it open and they don't even look behind them to see if there's somebody else right there that maybe that door is now closing in their face. These are all kind of physical representations, but also things I think we've all experienced. More specifically, let's talk a little bit about the behaviors that are demonstrated when someone might have a lack of self-awareness. And instead of focusing on kind of the philosophical, I'll use a specific example and a recent example for that. I published a podcast recently that admittedly had a provocative title and description, and it was about a hot topic, and that topic was return to office. And because that return to office topic evokes a pretty significant emotional response, there were a number of behaviors that flowed from those responses and comments about which could be classified as self-unawareness. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples from that so that we're just not talking hypothetically. And these behaviors are not limited to a comment section of a podcast for sure, but let's just use a specific example. Number one, not everything is about you. I qualified the content of my podcast in basically the first 30 seconds to say that this content was aimed at people who were under 35, ambitious, and have the opportunity to return to the office. Ambitious meaning they wanted to play the corporate game. They wanted to climb the ladder. They wanted to go for promotions. They wanted to go for raises. That was something that mattered to them. And then opportunity meaning in your particular circumstances, you had the ability and the option to go into an office at least part of the time. So here were some of the critical responses. And again, talking about not everything is about you. I had somebody claiming they were very successful and had been successful for years, quote unquote, who about being fully remote, who appeared to have been self-employed or a contractor. So a position that probably lends itself to being fully remote or for that matter requires you to be fully remote. And then graduated from college the same year as I did. And I'm not trying to be ageist here, but I passed 35 quite a long time ago. So this wasn't about them. This content wasn't aimed at them. Somebody talked about a physical inability to go to the office and see above opportunity to go to the office. Multiple people commented that they didn't have any interest in playing, quote unquote, the corporate game, see above ambitious. So the bottom line here is that not everything's about you. Right? And when you kind of attempt to make it about you, you may be missing the point entirely or demonstrating that you haven't been paying attention. That's not a great look for you. So my encouragement is pretty simple, which is kind of take the broader context. Maybe this is just something you can sit these plays out. Maybe this isn't something you need to engage in. Maybe this just flat out isn't about you or for you or, you know, aimed to you. So something to think about. Number two, you make declarations or decisions about a subject or situation for which you have limited or no knowledge or about content you didn't actually consume. This also showed up in the comment section of that podcast, I had actually multiple people who wanted to complain about the content or tell me that the content was wrong or tell me that my viewpoint was misinformed and then admitted to not having actually consumed the content in simplest terms. They didn't watch it. They were commenting on it, but they didn't watch it. And so that was interesting. I think a real clear demonstration of a lack of self-awareness. And I think it shows an intellectual kind of laziness, sloppiness, you know, and probably kills your credibility on things moving forward or any other topics you want to chime in on. And you look like someone who's just upset and wants to argue. And that's unfortunate. So again, you make declarations or you talk about things, you don't know what you're talking about, or you haven't actually consumed the content. You've read the headline, you've made your decisions, and you're ready to just tell the world why that's wrong or why you disagree with it from a fairly uninformed position. Number three, recognize your own bias. That tends to be displayed as an inability or unwillingness to engage with anything that challenges your bias or your deeply held belief. This is incredibly human. This is normal. This is something that we should all expect to experience, that we have a visceral reaction to something that challenges us. There's nothing wrong with that. Where you start getting into maybe demonstrating a lack of self-awareness is arguing with validity of data that you don't like, right? Not, you know, don't argue facts, I guess is what I'm saying, right? Data that's valid but is uncomfortable or upsetting, you want to challenge. You want to say, well, I don't believe that. I don't think that's right. Or here's a different data set that says the other thing. Well, that's data, right? You're going to always be able to find someone who can show you some piece of data that is either for or against an argument. But how you react to that and the way that you react to that and making declarations about the validity of something because you don't like it, that's a bit of an issue, right? And if you don't recognize that bias, you're probably not going to be able to really see both sides of any particular argument or position. And I think that's limiting, right? Changing your mind, to me, in my experience, is incredibly powerful. I like it when I change my mind. I like it when I thought I believed something presented with new information, and I go, huh, that's not right. Or now I think about that differently, maybe wholesale. I think about it exactly opposite the way I did. Or maybe there's a nuance in there somewhere. But you have to be open to that, and you have to recognize your bias maybe holding you back from that. Fourth, you're in the water. I know that doesn't sound like it makes any sense. So let me give you the background. So there's an old fish swimming by two young fish. The old fish says to the young fish that he's swimming by, he says, "How's the water?" And the young fish look at him and go, "What's water?" You're in the water. You might be the young fish. You need to pick your head up and realize that there are all things around you that are happening that have maybe nothing to do with you, but they surround you. And if you're not aware of those things, just like the young fish weren't aware that water was what they were swimming in and it was surrounding them on all sides, this is something we can recognize ourselves. Just pick your head up, look around, understand and acknowledge the fact that there's a big wide world out there all happening, all these things going on around you, all these people interacting around you that are not specifically engaging with you. That's the context of your life. That's the context of the universe, however you choose to think about that. This is something, so a lack of self-awareness or self-awareness is something I try to monitor myself and I struggle with it. I think we all have bouts of unawareness, right? Or not being aware of ourselves or behaving in a way that shows a lack of self-awareness. I consider myself lucky. I have people in my life, you know, friends, family, you know, professional peers that will call me on my crap. They will tell me, hey, this behavior made this situation feel X, Y, and Z. And in those, a lot of times I realize that's a lack of self-awareness on my part. I wasn't considering the bigger picture. I wasn't considering how other people would react to certain things. Maybe I didn't recognize my own bias. Maybe I made something about myself that it is. Maybe I just forgot that I'm in the water. Whatever the case may be, it's something I always want to be called out on, and it's something I'm trying to be more aware of. You know, the best friends are going to do those kinds of things for you. The best coworkers, the best peers, the best mentors are going to do that for you. You know, you don't like them having to tell you that you have mustard in your face, but you're sure glad that they did, because then you know it's there and you can do something about it. So what did I miss? Tell me what I got wrong in the comments. And as always, like, comment, and subscribe below. Thanks very much. See you next time.